Thank you, Bliss. Yes, I'm very happy to be in the WRTI Performance Studio with lutenist Ron McFarlane. He's brought his ensemble Earhart with him today, and love to welcome you guys.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
You're going to be presenting a fascinating program of music, old and new, and on instruments, a wide variety of instruments, old and new. What would you like to start with first?
We'll start with an original tune of ours. This is called Pine Tops.
Electric bass and Matthias Ruth playing cajon with brushes. It's just so engaging. Wonderful to hear that piece. Ron, you are here with your lute, which is arguably the most important instrument from Renaissance times, but it fell out of favor. Why?
I think they had the mistaken idea that it wasn't cool anymore. Gradually, the lute fell out of favor, partly because it was very quiet at a time when instruments were being made louder and louder to fill the increasingly large concert halls, rather than playing exclusively in small, intimate spaces. It was thought to be a difficult instrument to play. It was thought to be expensive.
Is it difficult to play? It looks very complicated. Describe your instrument to us, and maybe we'll get a close-up for our listening and watching audience on our Facebook Live video.
It is easy to play badly, and like any instrument, it takes a long time to play it really well. This is a Renaissance lute, a late Renaissance lute, with 10 courses of strings. That means 19 strings altogether, with a single treble string, and then 9 pairs tuned in unisons or octaves.
That does sound very complicated, but I can understand why people might have wanted to go to the guitar with only a system. But now, you have decided that you want to give the lute a modern voice.
Yeah, very much so. And there's so much old music, you could spend your whole life in that. But being a person of the 20th and now 21st century, I've been influenced by contemporary music, and I can hear that the lute has a legitimate voice in that music and can express a lot of things in more styles than simply medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music.
And you got together with these wonderful guys, Willard Morris and also Matthias Rucht on percussion, to form the ensemble Earhart. Could you spell Earhart for us?
Yes, that's A-Y-R-E-H-E-A-R-T.
And what does it mean?
Well, air, back in Elizabethan times, was a song usually accompanied by a lute. And then the heart part of that indicates the core or the center of that song, which I think is the energy or the basic character of the music.
Well, we'd love to hear another piece that brings that energy to our listening audience.
We'd love to play that. This is another original piece. This is called Cathedral Cave.
Thank you. That was mesmerizing. We've just heard Cathedral Cave by Ron McFarlane, who is giving new voice to the lute. He was joined by Matthias Rucht on a variety of percussion instruments and Willard Morris on fretless electric bass. They are the ensemble Earhart. They're going to be performing at Moravian College in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, tomorrow night at 7:30. Matthias, I want to ask you about the instruments that you're playing. You started out with cajon, with brushes, and tell us what these other instruments are that we just heard in Cathedral Cave.
These are called sing bells. They're temple bells, and I've just chosen some that are the right pitch for this particular piece. And I'm also using a thunder drum or a spring drum to just give a little bit of ambience.
Could you show us that instrument?
Yeah, it's basically just a very simple simple hollow thing with a spring that excites the membrane.
Very otherworldly. It is really wonderful to bring so much color to this ensemble. And I see that Willard has brought out a new instrument. We're going to come over and talk to him after the next piece that Earhart is going to play. And by the way, I encourage all our listeners to visit our website, wrti.org. Click on the link that will take you to the Facebook video streaming live on WRTI Music. Ron, so your next piece, we're going to step back into the Renaissance period. And I believe the powerful monarch, King Henry VIII, who had six wives, was a musician?
He was, and he wrote this piece called Pastime with Good Company. He wrote it early enough in his life that he was actually quite athletic and had only been married once at this time.
So we should forgive him because he was a musician, maybe partially?
I don't know. I'm not that easy to forgive him.
Okay, well, we'll enjoy the music nonetheless. Fabulous. Pastime and Good Company by King Henry VIII. You can just imagine him jumping around in his hose and special Renaissance garb there. And we have a very beautiful instrument here that Willard Morris is playing. It's the Colaccione. I think it's the first time we've ever aired the Colaccione here on WRTI. Willard, tell us a little bit about your instrument.
Thanks. This is a Colaccione. It's a kind of like the bass lute of the bass family, of the lute family, and it comes from the Italian Renaissance. And it this particular one has four strings, and that's about it.
It has a very rich sound. And Matthias, you are playing a very interesting drum that can also be tuned.
This is similar to a frame drums, are drums used all around the world, different variations. This is very similar to an Irish boron. except this one does not have a crossbar that you hold on to. And I'm playing it Middle Eastern finger style. It's actually called a tar drum.
We were talking a little bit earlier about how the lute was very cross-cultural back in its heyday in the Renaissance, and you may have had some Middle Eastern sounds and drums with your instrument.
Yes, and besides that, the lute descends from the Arabic oud during a time when crusaders brought all sorts of things back to Western Europe from the Middle East. So the lute's origins itself are from the Middle East and evolve there.
It's very interesting how music is so universal and a cultural experience that people of all nationalities and races can enjoy. What is your next selection?
This is a Passamez by Adrien Lelouis. A Passamez, or Passamezzo as it was known in Italy, was the equivalent of a 12-bar blues in the Renaissance times. It was basically a progression that could be improvised upon, or you have variations written upon it. In this case, we have a variation or two, and then we have our own variations that we've written or are improvising. So going sort of along, following in their footsteps, we're trying to become the kind of musicians that existed back then.
So a little old and new, Passamezzo by Adrien Lelouis.
Thank you.
That was Pessimezze by Adrien Leroy, a piece from the Renaissance. Just gorgeous to listen to and so mesmerizing. And we heard Earhart, Ron McFarlane, lute, Matthias Rucht. And what drum were you playing this time, Matthias?
I'm playing a small tambourine-type drum called a kanjira. It's a South Indian drum.
Again, a multicultural instrument here in WRTI's performance studio. We also heard Willard Morris on Colazione, I think, debut appearance of that instrument here at WRTI. They will be performing at Moravian College in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and invite all our listeners to visit our Facebook page, WRTI Music, catch the live video that's streaming, and find out more about their concert on WRTI.org as well. Ron, so I have to ask you, that music that you just played and that you've been playing for us is really mesmerizing and just so enjoyable. Why should we care about an instrument that's so old?
Well, I think there's something universal about the instrument. It really sings across the centuries. There's something the same about people now that was true 500 years ago. Why should we care about the music of Bach? Because it transcends its own time. Because it speaks, without words, something universal, something about the human condition. So this instrument expresses music that was composed for it throughout medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque times. It has a magnificent repertory of almost 70,000 pieces. It's just an enormous body of music, and I think it deserves to be heard.
And it certainly touches something inside of us when we hear it. Touches our souls and hearts, just like maybe people 500 years ago, King Henry VIII and his court, or the peasants, which I might have been in that group, just listening and bettering our lives with this music, perhaps.
Absolutely. I agree.
Well, you're going to play some Celtic music to take us out.
We are. This is an original piece of ours, but very much in the Celtic tradition. It's a tune called The Granddaddy Jig.
Just a second. Okay.
Bravo, Granddaddy Jig by Ron McFarlane, that was played for us by Earhart, Ron McFarlane on lute, Matthias Rucht percussion, and Willard Morris violin. Encourage all our listeners to catch their show tomorrow at Moravian College in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania at 7:30, and also visit our Facebook page, WRTI Music, to watch the video of this wonderful broadcast. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you. It is great to be here.
Thanks. And Matthias, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Willard, thank you as well.
Thanks for having us.